Reality land.
Oh, there's drama in reality TV land, folks, and believe it or not, reality TV land for once is not Hollywood. That's right, folks, Eric Pierce, alongside Bill Hammond, will bring you a reality rant special edition, and I know we're not officially in the summer yet, eh? But it's time for a little Big Brother, eh?
Why you keep saying the A? Are you going to Canada?
We're in Canada. It's fantastic, and I don't know if you've taken time to follow Twitter. If you do, you should be following us on Twitter. That's at Reality Rant on Twitter. But all of the United States Big Brother stars have been raving over this season of Big Brother Canada, the first one that they had over on Slice TV. And it's a little crazy that they get a beautiful, gorgeous house. Mm-hmm. They get to have it all in high definition.
Perish the thought. And seriously, Les Moomis, what the hell?
You would think that he would give his wife a show that would make her look better.
I mean, how expensive?
Maybe that's why they're keeping it in SD.
It's like, how expensive would it really be to upgrade those cameras? Seriously.
Nowadays, have you ever walked into a Best Buy? You can get like a $50 flip cam that shoots HD.
Exactly.
I think they could handle it, but yeah. All sincerity. After having all that, Canada gets even more. That's right. They just had something happen at the finale that's never happened at the finale of Big Brother ever before.
Nope.
They
only,
had,
only happened even one other time in all of reality TV, as far as I'm aware.
They officially had a misvote, but it was an accurate vote, that caused the winner of the game to change. You have Gary and Jillian as the finalist, and you have sweet little Topaz, which, as someone on the other end of this podcast alerted me, what's wrong with her name?
It's
first of all,
stupid.
First of all, her first name isn't Topaz. It's Emerald.
Yep.
Really? You went to a different jewel? So you're named after two jewels. Fantastic. Not one's in Alaska, ironically.
Yeah, but like, not named after Jewel, but just after two separate jewels.
On top of that, your last name is Brady? So we have to assume that this is of the Wayne Bradys, not the Mike and Carol Bradys.
I think Wayne Brady would have had more sense.
No one's going to like, blame Brady. Yeah, I won't say it, but...
And here's my sister Opal and Amethyst.
Probably.
And...
Don't ask. But most importantly...
Our parents wanted to be rich, but they had kids instead.
Topaz, I guess, was the floozy of the season. I don't know. I did not get to
Something of the floozy of the season, but also a friend of Gary's from outside the house before the show even started.
Wow.
So I was like, I mean, Gary got voted out of the house, and then the audience voted him back in, and she was so uber excited when he came back in. And, you know, it was, yeah. Whereas the rest of the house was like, oh, great. So one of the likable guys is back in the house. We're all screwed. And of course, Gary makes the finals, and they're all on the jury. So.
Mm-hmm. So they all predicted it, right? And then in a 4-3 vote, somehow, Topaz isn't good at listening to a particular sentence. And that is, you're voting for who you want to win, Big Brother.
Yep.
Not, you're voting to evict someone. It's been a flip that's been there ever since the day is young. I mean, every season of Big Brother in the U.S., that last vote is for who you want to win.
Every final vote on Survivor. It's been this way since time immemorial on reality TV. The final vote is for who you want to win. Even in boot camp, it was who you want to win.
Yet, for some reason, Emerald Topaz Brady grabbed the key card that said Jillian, smiting her buddy/friend Gary, and ended up costing him the $100,000 grand prize. I'll say this much. $100,000? Okay, Canada, you got the house, you got the HD, but you can help him out on the prize a little bit.
Especially because that translates to about maybe $80,000 in U.S. dollars, so...
Yeah, come on. You can do better, Canada. Give him a good prize. Big Brother is a hell of a show to get through, no matter what. And now you have Topaz literally getting out of her chair during a live freaking taping, saying, no, I didn't... That can't write. Someone switched my vote. You, on broadcast, went out there and said, you cheated, you switched my vote.
My vote is 100% locked, 150% locked in.
I'm 150% sure, yeah. Sure you are, great, perfect. But the whole point, if you're going to take time to actually attack, I mean, think about this, you're attacking the production, saying that they screwed with you. How many times have we already sat back and thought about Big Brother and been like, was this messed with? How many diary room leaks have we heard? The last thing this series needs is someone to be out there literally saying, you switched it, you switched it. And then, thank God, Big Brother did exactly what they needed to. Roll the tape. You all heard us say the rules. Watch her grab the key. That's the key she put in. What more do you need?
I mean, I guess it all, in a weird way, it kind of makes sense. I mean, she was 150% sure, and she acted like she had an extra chromosome. So it all works.
Yes, it absolutely does. But yes, that's something that we need to bring to you from the world of reality TV. Make sure that you go and watch that clip. In fact, I'm going to put that clip on our Facebook page right now.
Yeah.
Because people,
and we have Canadian listeners. I'm sure they love it. We have Canadian listeners who are just dying over this.
I mean, but this was special.
And the thing is, you really do have to feel bad for Gary. I mean, I know that the audience for the most part is happy that Jillian won, but I was like, again, knowing that Jillian and Topaz were, not Jillian, Gary and Topaz were like friends outside the house or something like that. I mean, she's going to spend the rest of her life making this up to him.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there it is. Boom. Right on the Facebook page. And I'm sorry, this quote shows so much of the problem in reality TV. Gary gets screwed, but somehow Topaz still makes this all about her.
Yep.
Too many people go on reality TV making it all about themselves, and man, did she ever just do that.
Yep.
Yay.
And again, this has happened once before in reality TV, back in Survivor Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
There are conflicting sources on this, certainly, so we'll never know if this is 100% true, but there are rumors that Christy, the deaf contestant, didn't know that it wasn't communicated to her directly enough that it was voting for a winner. So she thought she was voting out Jenna, you know. But even then, that didn't affect the outcome. It was 6-1 instead of 5-2 in that regard. And even then, in the finale, Christy just she flattered him as like, hey, they still outplayed me, you know. So I'm okay with it. So that one time where it might have happened pales in comparison to this.
If only. Anything else in the world of reality you want to talk about at the moment? Obviously, we have The Voice and Idol. Voice is just getting into their live rounds. Idol is down to a final three. Yes, we're finally eliminating girls on that show. Amber got kicked off. Gordon Ramsay did come out and state in an interview for, I believe it was Emmy Magazine, that, hey, the cast of Hell's Kitchen are cast 50% for drama and 50% for skill.
Yeah.
Really? You had to tell us this? Has anyone watched?
Actually, I've been watching Hell's Kitchen this season because that's the one guilty pleasure reality show I watch. And to a small extent, it's actually been kind of sane in a couple of respects. Jean-Philippe is back, which, thank God, I hated James. But the big crazy this season was a woman named Gina. You know, 45-year-old, you know, Real Housewife of New Jersey reject, basically. And this is what this was her brand of crazy. I shit you not. She had a puppet. I think his name was Alberto. A chef puppet that she would bring around the dorms and talk to people. Like the team's trying to get some sleep, and she's like, oh, you don't want to go to work. You want to go to sleep. Oh, I'm Alberto. And the thing is, and the show indulged her. I mean, like, they even gave Alberto a confessional, you know? I mean, and literally, like, his lower third was Alberto, chef/puppet. It was utterly insane. And of course, Gina got into arguments with the big black woman this season because that's why Nedra was cast. But Nedra is actually skilled. I'll give her that much. She won't win, but she's skilled.
Yes.
But of all things that happened, I'm sure this actually really stuck in Ramsay's craw. After the fight, after the first dinner service between Nedra and Gina, you know, calling her crazy about the stupid puppet and everything like that, they get up at 5 a.m. for the challenge the next day because that's what they have to do on the first challenge of the season after the first service when they're all pissed off for losing. And Gina's like, I quit. She's like, Chef, I will not be joining the team for this. I'm out. And it's like she just walked upstairs, packed her shit, and left. I was like, wow, the crazy one actually quit two episodes in. Ramsay had to have been furious. It's like, damn it, I was planning to milk this for like 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He even did a weird thing that added a new aspect to the show that he hasn't done before. I don't know if he'll ever do it again, but it was actually a really good idea. There was like one really bad service where like a whole bunch of people did bad. Four people nominated for elimination, and he took all four of their jackets. He didn't eliminate them. This is not Donald mm-hmm. Trump eliminating the whole team on The Apprentice.
Yeah.
He put them all on probation and said, you have to earn your jacket back. And the next week, all four of them did. Like, they had a stellar service. They were good. The men won their challenge for the first time all season because of those two. I was like, that was actually a good concept. Like, actually put people on notice rather than just saying, you're too fat, get out of here, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, the first dinner service that the men won, he still knocked out one of the guys. Like the classic trick he does at least once a season where it's like, all right, women, you nominated two people. I'm sending you back in line, and I'm eliminating the person who I really think should go, the guy on the winning team. he's still pulling that kind of crap, but at least he's throwing a couple of wrenches in there and improving the experience a little bit. So, and if nothing else, kudos for the opening sequence this season, which is all about like killing Transformers, because I just want to fantasize that that's a giant middle finger to Michael Bay. So. but not too shabby so far.
No, not shabby, I guess. It gives you something to watch, even though that show has become so rote and redundant that it's a little painful to me, you know?
I mean, like I said, it's the one guilty pleasure show I watch.
Yeah, so keep watching it. Have fun, folks. We just had to bring you a couple of fun moments here. Anything else on your plate, or...?
No, anything you want to poop about real quick?
No, because, you know, it's sad. We're at a point in the reality TV schedule where there's very limited programming. King of the Nerds Season 2 is casting, so get on there. I'm looking forward to that coming back. We're getting closer to Big Brother USA.
Yeah.
Let me see, the deadline is the 11th for people who want to get their videos in, so make sure that you submit it right away if you want us to be making fun of you here on this podcast over the summer.
Yeah, they're starting the season last week of June. They're starting it a week and a half early, so
be ready, folks.
But which is really nice and all, but you know what would be really nice? HD cameras!
Yes, HD, please.
It's
make it
2013,
happen.
For God's sake!
So, with that final note, that final begging that the CBS offices go to Best Buy and pick up some cheap-ass cameras that actually give us widescreen HD glory, I'm Eric Pierce. That's Bill Hannum. And this edition, this poop edition, I guess you can call it, of Reality Rant is...
It's a mini poop, just a tiny loaf we pinched off.
Yeah, we'll take more fiber next time.
Yes.